This is KCUR 89.3. Travel sites and tourism officials promote Kansas City's 18th and Vine District as a must-see destination. But the problem has been that people come to see one thing, and they don't hang out for anything else. The city is now considering another financial infusion in a decades-long effort to revitalize the historic neighborhood. KCUR's Laura Ziegler spent some time getting a feel for what's there now and filed this report.
The Kansas City Friends of Alvin Ailey has made its home in the district since 2007. Artistic director Tyrone Aiken says it was the dream of the world-famous dancer Alvin Ailey to have a presence in the Jazz District.
Mr. Ailey's last ballet was a tribute to Jay McShane. He really wanted to explore Kansas City jazz. It was a way to talk about America.
Alvin Ailey started the Kansas City Friends in 1987. In the three decades since, more than $100 million federal and city dollars have poured into the district. Records show public funding has gone for infrastructure, institutions, exhibits, and festivals at 18th and Vine. A big chunk of that largesse went to two museums that opened in the late 90s. It was hoped that the American Jazz Museum and the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum would be the catalyst for a renaissance in the district. On a winter weekday morning, you can only hear the footsteps of staff echoing in the cavernous lobby of the two museums. But officials report thousands of visitors a year and that they're in solid financial shape. They acknowledge it's been a challenge to get locals to come back to see the exhibits, to hear the stories of Kansas City Jazz or the Negro Leagues.
The Negro Leagues were born for a simple reason. White baseball players refused to play with black.
You're drawn into the American Jazz Museum by Charlie Parker's velvety saxophone playing through the speakers overhead. The first glass case holds a shiny white saxophone that Charlie Parker once played.
Charlie Parker had that saxophone with him always. He played it for this very famous concert, Jazz at Massey Hall in Toronto.
Jazz Museum spokesman Chris Burnett says this 1953 concert was recorded, and that makes this saxophone especially significant, he says, because it was the only time jazz icons Dizzy Gillespie, Max Roach, Charlie Mingus, Bud Powell, and Charlie Parker ever recorded together. Officials of both museums recognize to grow, they need traveling exhibits, more programming, and opportunities for scholarship. But come to the district on a Saturday night, or maybe the Tuesday night of Mardi Gras like I did, and the feeling is very different. You absolutely can't find a place to park. And on a recent Saturday afternoon, there may not be any walkers on the street, but the few restaurants are hopping. At Danny's Big Easy Cajun Restaurant, the saxophone is wailing. And they couldn't keep the shrimp etouffee coming fast enough.
I need an etouffee, man.
I told him to get it.
Owner Danny Gosserand isn't getting rich, but he says business is good.
It's happening for Danny's. I'm on the corner, 18th and Vine. I might take a plane, I might take a train.
He's a jolly guy, but Gosserand says developers and some stakeholders make it difficult for new places to open up. He says the district could use some new restaurants and clubs. And up the street at the 18 OV Salon this Saturday afternoon, it's also happening. A wall of men wait in chairs for a cut with one of Joey Thomas's hip barbers. Thomas is in his young 30s, and he remembers doing book reports about this area. He says it was a dream come true when space opened up at 18th and Vine.
I love it down here on the Vine. I love the opportunity. I love the neighbors, the people.
Business is good, he says, but getting started was not easy.
Couldn't get no loans, couldn't get no money. But for others that believe, here I am.
Thomas wants his place to be as much a community center as a salon. Before school started, he gave free haircuts to almost 300 students. But he worries the district isn't finding the right balance between looking forward and looking back.
And that's his mother right there.
Chester Thompson greets Joey Thomas's mother in the lobby of the newly renovated Lincoln Building. She does women's hair in her son's salon.
Hey, Jean.
Thompson works in the historic Lincoln office building, once home to doctors, lawyers, and accountants. In the 1930s and 40s, it was the hub of the African-American business community. For decades, the building has housed the Black Economic Union. Chester Thompson came to run the BEU 8 years ago after a long career as an engineer. For years, the BEU was the driver of economic development in the district, but in recent years, it has had its own management problems. It struggled to recruit and keep investors.
So it's a sore spot. I mean, it's not a good story to tell, but it's not a good story to tell if you're going to quit on it. We're not going to quit on it.
And so Thompson's handing over leadership of the BEU to Marvin Lyman. He's a young former teacher who grew up at his family's restaurant, Papa Lou's, nearby.
We gave a gift to the world. The world recognizes it. It's time that we do the same.
Lyman recently testified at City Hall that the latest $18 million the city's proposing for the district isn't enough. As part of a new young African-American leadership helping revitalize downtown, Lyman and others believe 18th and Vine may be Kansas City's greatest downtown legacy. The question now is who should revive that legacy and who should be in charge. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.